You are listening to the audio production of Sarah Edwards, Delighting in God, by Sharon James, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Ten Publishing and is read by Esther Wayne. God is my great desire. His face I seek the first. To him my heart and soul aspire. For him I thirst. As one in desert lands, whose very flesh is flame, in burning love I lift my hands and bless his name. God is my true delight, my richest feast his praise. Through silent watches of the night, through all my days, to him my spirit clings, on him my soul is cast. Beneath the shadow of his wings he holds me fast. God is my strong defence in every evil hour. In him I face with confidence the tempter's power. I trust his mercy sure, with truth and triumph crowned. My hope and joy for evermore in him are found. Timothy Dudley Smith. Introduction. God's work wonderfully broke forth among us, and souls began to flock to Christ as the Saviour in whose righteousness alone they hoped to be justified. That is how Jonathan Edwards, 1703 to 1758, described the remarkable progress of the gospel in Northampton, New England, in 1734. Many were overjoyed at what they regarded as a glorious work of God. Others were horrified, regarding it all as dangerous fanaticism. When Edwards later set out to analyze the true and the false in revival, his own wife's experience provided him with a remarkable case study of the genuine work of the Spirit. Sarah, 1710 to 1758, provided him with a lived-out illustration of the reality of God's love. Jonathan and Sarah Edwards lived in Massachusetts, one of the New England colonies. Jonathan is remembered as a leader in the First Great Awakening and as a great theologian and philosopher. In the past, he has been unfairly characterized as a harsh preacher whose best-known sermon was Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. In the present, for some, the fact that he owned slaves negates the value of his legacy. But we should not so quickly dismiss his ministry. Indeed, the central theme was the beauty, the glory, and the love of God. When I was a young teenager, I picked up a small booklet at a conference bookstall entitled Heaven, A World of Love. At 13p, it was within my budget. I bought it, read it, and was gripped by the power and energy of the description of the beauty of God. That was my first encounter with Jonathan Edwards. From that time on, I knew that our greatest joy is to be found in God. Nearly 20 years ago, I wrote a book entitled In Trouble and in Joy, which looked at the lives of four women, including Sarah Edwards. I have often returned to her detailed description of the 3 weeks in 1742 when God met with her in an extraordinary way. As well as an account of her life, this book includes, in full, her first-hand account of what happened during those 3 weeks. Chapter 6. This is not merely of historic interest. God doesn't change. Sarah's testimony encourages us today to pray and work for revival, personal and communal. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Psalm 72, verse 19. Sharon James, London, 2022. Timeline. 1703, Jonathan Edwards born. 1704, Deerfield Massacre. 1710, Sarah Pierpont born. 1726, Sarah, age 16, was led to prize nearness to Christ as the creature's greatest happiness. 1727, February. Jonathan ordained as
Sample complete. Ready to continue?